מבריתי שלום, פייג' 78, זו השם. אם כן, איכן ההתחלה? So where's the beginning from? No, Emmanuel, the eyes or the heart? האם העיניים שעליהם נאמר אין עץ הרע שעובד במה שאינה ברור? Is it on the eyes that it said the עץ הרע does not control only what you see? והשאל העיניים, חזר say that the eye sees and the heart wants. אולי מהלב, or perhaps it's from the heart, like it says, אחרי לבבכם ואחרי עיניכם. No, where do we begin from? The eyes or the heart? Chicken or the egg? כשהפסוק מקדים את הלב, מיכן צריכים להתחיל את העבודה? תשובה, the answer is... Okay. האמת היא שההתחלה היא מהעיניים. The truth is that the beginning is in the eyes. כי לפני ששומר את עיניו, עדיין אין לו לב. כמו שכתוב, נואף אישה חסר לב. Before born starts guarding his eyes, he doesn't even have a heart. Like it is in the pasuk, someone who nof to a woman, right? He looks at women, then he doesn't have a heart. כל זמן שהוא נואף, as long as the person is נואף, עיקר הניוף הוא בעיניים, and ניוף is in the eyes, אין לו לב. He has no heart. כל זמן שהעיניים פתוחות, הוא עדיין ברשות ליבו. As long as the eyes are still open, he's still in control of his heart. The heart is controlling him. ורק כאשר אדם מתחיל לשמור את העיניים, only when a man begins guarding his eyes, מתחיל להיבנות לו הלב, his heart begins to build. ככל שהוא מתקדם לשמירת העיניים, כך נעשה לו לב ונהיה לי ברשותו. And the more he goes forward with guarding the eyes, the more heart he has, and his heart is, he controls his heart more. ורק כאשר אדם מגיע לבחינת עיניי תמיד אל השם, and only when a man reaches the aspect of my eyes are always towards Hashem, רק אז מתחילה העבודה מהלב. Only then the work of the heart begins. האם נחשוב כל הזמן רק על השם, ולקיים מנפשות נא לבני לבך לי? עכשיו על עצמו ועל העני שלו. To think always about Hashem, to give your heart to Hashem, or to think about the eye. But before a person guards his eyes completely, he doesn't have a heart besides. The more he guards his eyes, the more heart he gets, and the more work of the heart he has. העבודה הזו על הלב היא מה שאנחנו אומרים בפרשת השבוע. בפרשת ויהי עם שמוע. And this work of the heart is what we say with Parshas Vayayim Shamua, we say every day, Yishamaru lachem v'niftei levavchem. Watch yourself, lest your heart is seduced. Yim choshev afilu me'at al ani shelo, yim yesh lo machshava kana shegaava, hu kvar nechshav oved avodah zara. If someone thinks even a little bit about himself, about the eye, his own eye, he has even a little thought of holiness, is already considered worshiping Avodah Zarah. Vesartem va'avadatem Elohim acharim. Ach kol zman shehu holech im einayim ptuchot. But every time, as long as he's still going with open eyes, halev shelo maleh kulo betchushat ga'avah utchushot shel ani. His heart is full of this feeling, sense of a gaiva, in the sense of the I. הוא הולך בגאווה, he goes walking around with holiness, ועובר על רצון השם, he transgresses the Hashem's will, ועל כל התורה כולה, the whole Torah, ולא שייך לו כלל לעבוד על הלב. It doesn't belong to him, this serving of the heart. כי הלב אטום בטומאה ובתאווה, and his heart is completely sealed with tumah, with impurity, and with the lust. ואפילו יותר נכון לומר שאין לו בכלל לב. And it's even more correct to say he doesn't even have a heart. על כל המשתמע מכך. With all it means. פוגע באשתו. Hey, the person hurts his wife. אשתו תבכה בדמעות שליש. הוא לא מרחם אלא הוא כועס עליו. His wife will cry and he doesn't even care. He'll still be, he'll even be angry at her. עוד הרבה דוגמאות. A lot of examples. שמרות שהוא בלי לב, that shows that he doesn't have a heart. והשם אומר, and the man says, Na bni libcha li, give me a heart. Vehu enlo bechlal lev. He doesn't even have a heart. Lachen al adam mutal libcho. Therefore, in a person there is to choose. האם הוא רוצה להיות עבד, כבול העיניים שלו, ולעבור על רצון השם בלי הבחנה, בתוך כף הקלע של רצון תעבור? Does he want to be a slave, chained down to his eyes, to transgress Hashem's will, without any realization what he's doing? To be in כף הקלע, I don't know how to say it in English, of bad wills, of wills and tivers, שכאן הוא נזרק את תאוות אכילה, over here he's thrown into תאוות אכילה, desired lust for food, the kandesina, and then he's thrown into hatred. Upito mashlichim oto letoch emda, ve'od, and then he's thrown from shamayim into coveting, ve'od, and further, and a lot more. Or a person decides, shu rotze soso del ben chorim, finally he wants to reach a level of being free, yidavek ba'ashem, tekliv ta'ashem, liot nakim ha'ta'avot, to be clean from all lusts, shekol kulan shtuyot ha'amalim, that they're all just שטויות והבלים, nonsense and emptiness. אם הוא רוצה להיגאל, if a person wants to be redeemed, יש פתרון אחד ויחיד. There's only one single solution. והוא, and it is, לשמור את העיניים לגמרי. To guard your eyes. והדרך לזכות לזה, היא רק על ידי ריבוי תפילה. And the way to merit is, only through davening a lot. זו העבודה היחידה שיכולה להבטיח לו שאי פעם יהיה לו קשר אמיתי עם השם עם הקדושה. This is the only work that will promise a person that he'll ever have a real true connection with Hashem and with the קדושה. Finish the whole parrot. But it's still early, so we'll go on to the next one. Chapter 2. Kedushat Shivat HaNerot, the holiness of the seven candles. Seven candles are referring to the seven openings of a human face. Two eyes, two ears, nostrils, and the mouth. Seven. Rabbeinu writes Torah Chafalim. I bring it down, okay. Ketuv Parashat Ba'alotcha, it says in Parashat Ba'alotcha and Bamidbar, when you will, inflame
light.
When you light the candles in Beis Hamikdash, Pirash Rashi, Rashi says, "Shetehe shalevet olam eleah." That the flame will go by itself. You have to keep your hand there to light the candle until it lights by itself. Omer az Rabbeinu Hakadosh b'Likutei Maoran b'Torah Chafalas. So the Holy Rebbe says about this in Likutei Maoran in Torah 21. Ktiv, it says in the pasuk, we're on page 80. Achor v'akedem tzartani. He created me back and forth. The back side and the fourth side. Tzartani, you formed me. Kiyesh. Literally, it means, it's referring to the way Adam HaRishon and Chava, they were created back to back, according to one Shita. So it was created forward and backward. And then Hashem did an operation, the first surgery in the world. Hashem did it. That's how they lived. You had to put him to sleep at the time of surgery, right? Put him to sleep. Right? And then they were connected by the hip or something. And then they...
Anesthesia?
That's put him to sleep, right? And then Hashem disconnected them, right? That's what literally the pasuk talks about. But Rabbeinu learns from it like this. Ki yesh sechel she'adam masig oto al-ydei hakdamot rabot. There's a certain understanding, intelligence that a person reaches through a lot of previous teachings. Vasechel hazeh mechune b'shem achor. And this intelligence is called, named achor, backwards. Back. There is a type of intelligence that comes to a man with no introduction at all. Through godly bounty, shefa. And that's called, this intelligence is called kedem, front. Panim, front, yeah, face.
That's how Rabbeinu teaches.
Rabbeinu mevayer, sheyesh nei sugei sechalim shadam yechol lasig. Rabbeinu explains there's two types of intelligence that a person can reach. Yesh secher shel achor, there's a secher which is called backwards. Shadam asig arachay sivuvi v'akdamo. A person can reach only after a lot of going around it, around and around, and a lot of introductions. Klomar, lifnei shemasig etzem ha'inyan, meaning before he reaches the actual thing, the actual intelligence, הוא צריך קודם כל ללמוד כל מיני הקדמות. He first needs to learn all types of introductions שלא תמיד נראות קשורות לעניין. They don't always look like connected to what he's actually looking for. ועוד הרבה דברים, and many things have to learn. כמו הולך סביב סביב, and like he's like going round and around in more direction until he reaches the point. Okay? Take him years. עד שמגיע לנקודה מסוימת, he reaches that specific point. להשיג את דבר העיקרי שצריך ללמוד, to reach this specific thing, the main thing that you need to do. ויש שכל של קדם, there's a שכל that comes to a man ישירות, directly, בלי שום הקדמות וסיבובים, without any introductions, and just roaming around this שכל, learning other things. ונשפע לו שפע על הכי, and comes down to him, this שפע אחר השם, שעל ידו האדם מבין הכל ביהוד גדולה, through this shefa, a person understands everything with a great clarity, bat achat, suddenly, at once, that a day a sechel hazeh zochim l'itlaavut alev, and through this sechel, this immediate sechel that comes, a person merits excitement in the heart, b'chinat shel shalhevet olam ela, an aspect of the flame just going up by itself. Then he says there, he explains it, I know, he says the whole story. What should I say, Malawish teaches? Tnu'a v'chom. Everyone knows that movement creates heat, right? Fraction of the atoms and molecules, or whatever they're called.
Friction
and then it creates motion. Heat. Yeah, you don't say the physics? So Rabbeinu uses these physics to explain that it's the sechel that comes out. You know that a person thinking is also a movement. And if a person thinks very much, very deeply, he'll be sweating. Even though he's sitting very calm, his heart will beat strong. Because it's also not only physical movement, also brain movement also creates heat. כל אחד מאיתנו היה רוצה לעבוד השם יתברך בהתלהבות עצומה. Each and every one of us would have liked to serve Hashem יתברך with great excitement, right? Right, Yochanan? You would like to serve Hashem with great excitement? So listen, להתפלל בשמחה, to pray with happiness, ללמוד בחשק, to learn with willingly, לברך בכוונה, אי בטבח ורובי, with כוונה. הגמרא מספרת, the Gemara says a story about רבי עקיבא, כשהיה מתפלל איזה דוד 18, היו מניחים את עוזים לצעוד, והוא הסתדרים עם דוונינג in one corner, ומוצאים את עוזית אחרת, והוא משתה חוויות. And they find him in a different corner, he used to jump and clap and go crazy. אבל עקיבא, he used to lose himself and bleed in 18. אבל לוי יצרי ברדיצ'ב, זה הגדול שבחה, היה ידוע בהתלהבות שלו, he also was known for his excitement in serving Hashem. שהיה עובד את השם, כל הגוף והנשמה, he used to serve Hashem with his whole body, אותו סוד. וכל מצווה או תפילה היו תנועות חזקות וקפיצות. And every mitzvah he did, every tefillah he did, he prayed with a lot of movement and jumping and everything. He was a wrestler, you know? And he liked Rabbeinu very much. והתלהבות בלתי רגילה and not normal excitement. וכן כל הצדיקים עובדים את השם מלא. And so also all the tzadikim, they serve Hashem with the heart, עם חשק ורצון והתלהבות ושמחה, with desiring and will and excitement and with happiness. איך אפשר לזכות להגיע להתלהבות בלב? How could one merit to reach this excitement with the heart? את זה רבינו מלמד אותנו בתורה הזאת. This רבינו teaches us this Torah. וזה לא שונה, this is the words of רבינו. והתלהבות הלב נולד בכל תנועת השכל. The excitement of the heart is born, right, because of the movement of the brain. Everyone knows someone gets frightened, his heart starts beating. It's in the head. His head got frightened, his thoughts. His heart starts beating. Right? The nature of movement that creates heat. And the faster, according to the speed of the movement of the brain, that's how much heat will be created in the heart. We have a hint, remember? The letters moach, the brain, the same letters as cham, if you switch the moach and cham. The moach creates cham, creates heat. Adam שיש לו שכל מהיר יותר, יש לו יותר התלהבות. Someone who thinks quickly has more excitement than someone who thinks slowly. אם יש לו שכל איתי, yeah, he thinks slower, יש לו פחות התלהבות בלב, he has less of excitement in the heart. כי לפי מהירות השכל, כן נולד חום והתלהבות בלב. According to the speed of the brain, that's how much heat will be born into the excitement of the heart. Both spiritually and physically. Okay. Because also simply, the heat of a body's man comes from the brain. Okay, we're going to stop here.